Weir's film, which was a critical and financial success, contains a fascinating duality between utopian and dystopian elements. On the one hand, Truman's home of Sea Haven Island, actually a television set constructed within a massive dome, is an idyllic, postcard-perfect place to live. As Christoph, the show's godlike creator, tells Truman when he realizes his life is a simulation, "In my world, you have nothing to fear." But this paradise is also outfitted with 5,000 hidden cameras and funded by product placement. We learn as the plot unfolds that Truman is the first human being to have been legally adopted by a corporation. As Sylvia, Natasha Mecklen, the show's most outspoken opponent, observes, he's not a performer, he's a prisoner. The first draft was completed in 1991 and predated MTV's Real World by a year. Back then, there was no reality shows, says Nicole in an email. I would argue that there still aren't. When you know there's a camera, there's no reality. Nicole's original treatment dialed up the nightmarish element of this world. The Truman character was sadder and kind of strange, says Weir, in this early vision of the version of the film, set in New York. Truman had a drinking problem and visited a prostitute. The Australian director, whose previous hits include Picnic at Hanging Rock and Dead Poets Society, thought people wouldn't watch the fictional show within the movie. It was too depressing and oppressive, 24/7, he says. Weir signed on to direct the film about a year after producer Scott Rudin purchased the script in 1993 on the condition that he could rework the script with Nicole. They eventually settled on a sunny, resort-like setting where the unsuspecting star would be a kind of backslapping, grinning friend to everyone. Weir wanted Carrie with his rubber-faced comedic zeal, and he was willing to wait a year for the actor, then busy with The Cable Guy and Liar Liar, to become available. I thought of Tom Hanks, but he had already done Forrest Gump, and it was too close, he says. Ultimately, there was no one else I thought could pull it off. And there was no question, this has had to hit the target dead center, otherwise the film would collapse. Carrie had recently become a huge star, and he identified with Truman's sense of being constantly watched. I can draw off the feelings I have, Carrie reportedly told the director. I'm a prisoner. It would become the actor's first foray into drama, setting him up for later roles in Man on the Moon and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.